on Robin Hood Radio. It's time to meet another band, for us anyways. They've been in our area before. They're from Boston, Darlingside, and they are going to be at Infinity Music Hall in Norfolk on Thursday, December 6th. The showtime is 8 p.m. Of course, tickets can be obtained very simply. How? At infinityhall.com. Look at the events, and you can click on and buy your tickets there. Before we get to the band and before we get to talking about it, let's just listen for a few minutes to some of Darlingside. Is Darlingside, and that is on a video that's, by the way, you can get right on Infinity's site, The God of Loss. And we welcome in right now Don Mitchell. Don, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Marshall.
All right, a little bit about you. We spoke for a few minutes before you came on with us. The band is now you're all based out of Boston, right?
That's right, yeah.
Let's look back a little bit about the history. Let's talk about how Darlingside got together.
Well, we met at Williams College, so not too far from your Robin Hood area. And we moved to Northampton, Mass. For a couple years after college when we first started the band. This was around 2010. And then we moved over to Boston and it's been there ever since. And we've undergone some lineup changes. We had a drummer. Some fans will remember from the area the first couple times that we came to Infinity, and then we pared down and we started doing this bluegrass mic setup. So you might have noticed that we don't play bluegrass music, but we're a harmonies band, so we kind of just try to amplify our living room rehearsal for the whole crowd by clustering around that one microphone, bluegrass style, and that's what we've been doing for the past 4 or 5 years.
Now, who's in the band right now as currently is comprised?
Yeah, it's so I'm Don Mitchell. I'm originally from Lakeville, and I play guitar and banjo. And we've got Dave who plays bass, and we've got Oyen who plays the fiddle and mandolin, and we've got Harris who plays cello and guitar. And they are Oyen and Harris are from the Midwest, from Chicago and Kansas City, and Dave is from Bedford, New York.
And you're originally from Lakeville.
That's right.
Is it Lakeville, Connecticut or Lakeville, Massachusetts?
Lakeville, Connecticut.
Okay. Then I'll be interested. How did you get your musical tendencies towards what you're doing with, the incredible harmonies are just amazing.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, for me personally, you know, we all had really different musical backgrounds in the band. For me, definitely started in Chorus Angelicus in Norfolk, Connecticut. So that's why the Infinity show is an especially special one for me. Because it's sort of a homecoming, you know. Paul Halley and that choir were definitely where I formed my first sensibilities about harmony and making music with other people using the voice. And other guys in the band, you know, Oyen did a fellowship right after college where he studied folk music all around the world. So he went to Ireland, Turkey, and Brazil and studied instruments that are specific to those places and the folk music traditions that went with them. Dave's family is big on singing, and you know, I think he had some parents doing the 60s folk music singing scene. And Harris was a cellist who did, you know, chamber music all while he was growing up and everything. And so we've kind of just melded all the things together, and this is what we get.
We're speaking with Don Mitchell of Darlingside. They'll be once again at Infinity Music Hall on Thursday, December 6th. Showtime is 8 p.m. More information at, of course, infinityhall.com. So, you know, you mentioned Chorus Angelicus. Every year we associate with Chorus Angelicus around this time of the year. They just got finished with a free concert that they did in Sharon. It really is a pretty amazing group, and it really did, I guess, motivate you to do more with music?
For sure, yeah. That was definitely the beginning for me. I was doing that and some musical theater in the tri-state area, and that was what first started me along. I started picking up the guitar and writing some songs in high school, and it all sort of went from there.
You know, I find it interesting that you. Well, they call it the bluegrass style. I call it the old radio style of where a mic is placed in the center, and you're spaced out around it almost like in a half a wheel, or it could be, it depends how many people, three quarters of a wheel, and and everybody basically gets the same exposure to the microphone. I mean, it's a time tested long ago tradition that not enough people use today, because what you recorded with the sound that what we played when you came on is just really amazing.
Yeah, one of the things that makes a lot of sense for it with us, you know, you don't see a lot of louder groups doing it, so we're on the loud side for it, given that we do have some amplifiers and some effects and things like that, which are hard to do. It's hard to have those louder noises happening near the microphone and not have it dominate the vocals. So we have to keep everything really quiet on stage. And it really works for us specifically because we don't have a traditional front man in the band. We don't have one lead singer. We kind of trade around who's singing the melody, and often we'll be singing the melody in unison with a couple people. You know, we'll be singing in four-part harmony for a whole song sometimes. You know, so it's not a focus on one person and one microphone. It's sort of the collective thing is what's getting amplified. So that really works for us since we all write the songs and we all like to sing them.
Now, being based out of Boston obviously is a big benefit for you because Boston's not called the hub for nothing. I mean, it's pretty well located for New England. Do you travel a lot throughout New England in the Northeast?
We do, yeah. We're actually, so Norfolk is the first town on our Northeast tour this winter. So we're just doing a quick, it's seven cities, and I think Norfolk is one of the smallest of them and the first on the list. So we're doing Norfolk, Burlington, Portland, Providence, New York, Philadelphia, and D.C.
Wow. Do you travel much during the course of the year, or do you try to space it out where you get some free time as well?
We try to do a balance of kind of grouping them together makes a lot of sense, because once you have the van going and all the gears in it, it's easy to not stop and start all the time. So we'll kind of normally do, you know, a 2 to 3 week tour and then take a few weeks off and then go again and sort of alternate through the year. Because we released our most recent record, Extra Life, in February of this year, this has been a heavy travel year, whereas next year I think we'll do less traveling and probably more recording, so that the next year we can release an album again. That's kind of our periodic cycle there. We travel a ton. We just got back from a three-week tour in Germany and the Netherlands and the UK. So,
now, do you do any of the music festivals that go on in the region in the summertime? Is that a big thing for you?
We've definitely been doing some really fun festivals in the area. We got to play the Newport Folk Festival this summer, so that was a real highlight. And as far as near you and the tri-state area, we played Mountain Jam a couple years ago, so we've done some festivals in the area, but we're always looking for more.
Well, your sound, I think, is pretty unique, and I just love the way you arrange it, because it's a really full sound. I mean, if you would take some people, young people who don't understand, and play that for them, they would never believe that it was recorded around one microphone. And I just think that's what makes the sound so impressive with you guys, plus the talent that you put into it.
Right. Well, when we're in the studio, we don't always stick to just one microphone. Yeah. Although the vocals, we do try to have at least a core of the performance be, you know, what we would do live. But yeah, live, that's the main thing too.
All right, once again at Infinity this Thursday, December 6th at 8 p.m. Darlingside. Thanks for taking a few minutes and spending it with us, Don.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it. See you on Thursday.